in our lives. Whenever we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Notice this, and the reason why is because he's the propitiation, the atonement, the covering for our sins. That is what this passage is saying, that we have the victory. But the thing is, though, is that in order for this victory to take root in our lives, we have to be honest and be real with God about our sin. That's what 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, is if you confess your sins to God, he is faithful to forgive you and to cleanse you. That's exactly what it says. Now, I think about this a lot like going to the dentist. You know, the mouth is a dirty place from time to time. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't floss and brush, it can get real nasty up in there, right? But when you go to the dentist, there's a hygienist there that if you'll be honest and open your mouth, all right, that light is going to shine in and they can go to work. They can go to work cleaning, getting all that out of there, getting moving. But you have to be willing to open your mouth and let the light shine in and the work begin.
You're tuned to the Lord's radio station. We're KJW 94.5 FM in Helena, West Helena, Arkansas. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Pastor Jamar Andrews on the line with me. You hear him every Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Time for Transformation broadcast. Really good teaching in the Word. And this is my pastor from Jonesboro. This is where I went to church at Word Baptist Church when I was at school at Arkansas State University. So you can say they helped keep me together. How you doing, Pastor Andrews?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing good. Now, I am excited because rumor has it that you're coming back to Helena.
Yes, we are coming back June 25th.
Sounds good. And so what's happening that brings you back to Helena again?
Word Baptist Church will be coming back down to help with the Vacation Bible School at New Faith Baptist Church to have and hold their very first Vacation Bible School.
For those of you that may not know, New Faith Baptist Church with Pastor Isaiah Broaddus hosted a Walk with Jesus night during Resurrection Weekend on Good Friday, and New Faith and Word Baptist teamed up together to do some canvassing in the community prior to that event. And so there's a relationship, an ongoing relationship there for a mission to reach Helena. And so Word Baptist is coming down for Vacation Bible School. Now, we all know of Vacation Bible School is where kids can come and daily hear about the Word of God. And I think that's really important. Tell us why, Pastor Jamar.
It's very important to start out children in the Word of God, to be able to catch them early in those formidable years. So Vacation Bible School offers a platform to do that. It's a time where kids are normally out of school, so it works well to be able to have them come in for a concentrated time to share the Word, for them to be able to interact with it in the different ways, whether it be through singing it, memorizing the Word, the crafts and things that we do go along with it. And so it's just great to get the Word in them at a young age, and so that way it can produce in their life as they grow older.
Pastor Jamar, that sounds great. I have to admit, I wish there was a VBS for adults.
Sometimes when I look at all the music and the hand motions and all that stuff, I wish I could do that as well.
And they have, and some of them crafts are really neat, like they're creative. But tell us a little bit about the curriculum that you're going to be bringing.
Yes, yeah, so this year we're going to be focusing on Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 is our verse for the Vacation Bible School, and that it just says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. And so it's a focused time where we look at, obviously, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as well as God the Son, and help the kids to grasp he is the one that has created all things, but he also wants to have a relationship with them. So not only did he make the stars and planet and animals, but he also made them special, and he wants to have a personal relationship with them. And so that's the focus of our time in terms of the verse and the way in which we're going to spiritually invest in the kids.
Wow, that's a heavy verse. You're talking about the supremacy of Christ there.
Supremacy of Christ, preeminence of Christ. You know, I think it's important that the kids understand who Jesus Christ really is. And this is one of the most direct verses that deal with his deity as well as his humanity. And so excited about that.
I heard that. We're talking about a heavy doctrine in VBS starting the kids off young. I'm not mad at you. Tell us the time frame again. What are the dates going to be? What's the time going to be? And is there an age limit?
What we're working on is that the official Vacation Bible School is going to run Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so the 26th, 27th, and 28th. And the time frame is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on that Monday, they will get the time to get the verses, the songs, all those things. The lessons will have a snack there with the, for the kids. The same format on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, it's what we call a family night. And so the family members get to come back and they get to hear the songs, get to hear the kids recite the verse, and get a chance to hear what their kids have been learning the days before. That's been great. The age range, we went from 3 years old up through sixth grade, and just having, you know, completed the sixth grade. And so we would look forward to having those. We'll have them broken down into different age ranges so that learning could be maximized. The curriculum is set for their learning stage. And so that's the particulars of the details of it. And so we look forward to seeing families bring their kids. And then the family night is crucial, that they come back and they support the kids as they're doing something positive.
That sounds good. And you said June 26th, 27th, and 28th, right?
Correct.
6 to yep. 8 p.m. And there's no charge or anything. It's free for the kids to come.
No charge, free. And we would love to have as many as possible come out and to be impacted by the teaching and the fellowship and seeing what the Lord will do in their young lives.
All right. There you heard it from Pastor Jamar Andrews. He's the pastor of Word Baptist Church, teaming up with Pastor Isaiah Broaddus of New Faith Church that is in West Helena on Alice Street. And they'll be hosting VBS right here in our city. So it's an opportunity for you to bring the kids out, let them come. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, we are excited as well. This is one of our favorite things to do, Vacation Bible School, and it's going to be exciting to do it in a new place, a new location, and just looking forward to continue to invest in Helena, West Helena, and see God continue to work and move in people's lives there.
Well, we love how mission-minded you are. Thank you so much, Pastor Jamar, for taking time to talk to us today and for making plans to come to Helena and share the gospel with the kids of the community. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.